And the winner is... Fred Teven.
Unfortunately, Deputy Minister for Security and Justice Fred Teven was not here on Wednesday night to receive his award. Then again, winning a Big Brother award is not something to be immensely proud of. The Dutch digital civil rights movement, Bits of Freedom, hands out the award to those who have severely violated privacy. Teven received the award because he wants to allow victims of a crime to publish images of the perpetrator on the internet. This year, it was quite hard to make a short list of the nominees, says jury president Karin Spank.
This year it was really, really amazing. We had 174 nominations, that is after dumping the really nonsensical ones. And then after we processed them, we ended up with 94 candidates. It was the first time I panicked when I saw the long list of all the candidates.
The jury selected four winners in three categories: persons, companies, and governmental institutions. The award in the category persons went to Minister for Health Edith Schippers for her plan to implement electronic medical records. Critics say it doesn't secure patients' medical information adequately. In the category governmental institutions, the jury gave the award to the only nominee that was present at the ceremony in Amsterdam, the National Police.
Well, we didn't know that we were going to win, but we think that it is for great importance that you actually are present here once you're nominated, because there's always a chance that you win, and then you also have some time to explain what you did.
That's Pim Takkenberg, head of the Dutch high-tech crime unit. He was one of four police representatives in attendance. Showing up at the ceremony was a smart move by the National Police, which won the prize because they used spyware as part of police investigations. The software gave them the power to monitor and, in some cases, control suspects' computers. Many have argued that these powers are, or at least should be, illegal.
When we do investigations, we always need to look for the balance between privacy on one hand, on the other hand, the results we actually should achieve by doing our investigations. It has consequences for the privacy of individuals.
In the category companies, there was a special mention for certificate authority DigiNotar. The Dutch tech company last year failed to report to the authorities that it had been hacked in an attack that's believed to have come from Iran. DigiNotar, which has gone bankrupt since the hack, won a special posthumous award. The technical staff of the award ceremony didn't realize that jury member Antoinette Herzenberg was first discussing this posthumous prize. By the time that she announced the real winner of the category companies, its name was already up on the screen behind her.
The winner is... Facebook.
I think it's a very good thing that Facebook is the winner because it's the biggest privacy violator of the world.
That's jury member Typhoon, a Dutch rapper and spoken word artist. During the event, he performed a new spoken word piece about privacy.
Geef ons terug wat van ons is. Vrijheid, privacy, nee, meer krijg je niet.
Privacy advocates argue that Facebook and many other companies have become data hungry simply because they can be. Again, jury president Karin Spank.
What's happening right now is that all kinds of companies are sort of amassing data simply because they can. Storage of data is dirt cheap, and very often they don't know what they want to use the data for, but it's nice to have it just in case, and perhaps we can find somebody who can do something nice with it.
So should we just quit using social media? Typhoon says of course not. He just cautions his fans to be aware of what happens when you post something to Facebook, or even do something as simple as a Google search.
It's okay to use the things, but be aware of it and look for other possibilities, you know. I just started to use another search engine, xquick.nl. It's the world's most private search engine. I started surfing through proxies servers.
That Dutch search engine is obviously not as well known as Google. But with any luck, the organizers hope that events like this bring attention to some of the lesser known privacy tools. Peter Teffer, DW, Amsterdam.